first song on the CD. I picked them out for today, and we're going to play them again later after we sew. So you might want to let those play in here today. There's people coming that are going to need to hear that throughout the day. We're going to come into God's nursery today. And he's prepared a special nursery for whoever showed up this morning to take you in there and mother you. So this is a nursery. God's nursery is a place of healing and safety where he will hold you in his arms and rock you like a little baby and comfort you like a mother. And there's some healing for you in that place if you'll let him do that. But in order for you to enter there, you have to prepare yourself. Because God's nursery is a place of holiness and purity and innocence. So you have to get yourself in a condition where you can go back to your infancy and be in that trusting innocence and allow God to do this. So, Father, we just pray that you would send your Holy Spirit right now, that you would bring anointing, that you would unveil what needs to be unveiled in us, and that you would prepare us, Lord, to be able to come into your presence. Lord, even that you would give us the desire to come and to be mothered today. We need to see your mother's heart. We need to experience all that our spirits are like in mothering. So please come do that. So the Lord is standing in the door of that entrance. I had a vision this morning. It was like children were playing out here with instruments. But he walked down the hall and said, look in the nursery. And he said, the nursery has been polluted. And the innocence of our infants has been stolen. It's been infiltrated. And he wasn't talking just about our real children. He was talking about our grown-ups, that the infancy, the innocence inside of us has been stolen. It's been infiltrated with anger, in worry, in fear, in doubt, and all sorts of spirits that we have allowed to take away that innocent trusting that we once were capable of having with the Lord. And now we need to get that back before we can go in there and climb up in his lap again. So God is standing at the door to help us get ready, to help us search our hearts and our minds and reveal what needs to be removed. So we're going to start with removing our shoes. To remove our shoes so we can walk into his presence. You can literally do it if you want to. We're talking about burying our feet and letting Jesus wash them. Where have you been walking? Where have your feet been taken? What this is actually relating to, the surface events in your life. What kind of sins do you need to confess that are right there at the front of your mind? You know what you've said, you know what you've done, you know where you've been, you know what's been on your heart. Those things that are right there, what you've been walking in this week or this last couple of weeks or even today, fights, arguments, judgment, criticism. So we want to start there. We want to start there. God, we know. We know where we've been spiritually, where we shouldn't be. We know our heart, where we've condemned, where we've judged. Lord, we know where we've argued, where we've fought, where we've yelled, where we've been defensive. We know what we've looked at, listened to, who we've been. We know those things. And they have given us dirty feet. So we ask you, please come and wash our feet. Please come and forgive those sins that we have fallen into, walked into, chosen. Because we want to be able to come deeper in your presence today. And we know we cannot come bringing that sin with us. So we just ask you, show us. Show us what we need to confess and forsake right now. second preparation, stepping into the searchlight of God. He has a light right there at that doorway. And you can step into that light with your bare feet and invite Him to shine into your darkness and reveal what is hiding in your heart. Sometimes we don't admit or see everything. So we need God's searchlight. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So we need to invite God again to search deeper, to turn the light on those areas that are hiding, those things we've denied, those places that we don't like to look at. God, if there is any bitterness, unforgiveness, any offense, please expose it so that I can reject it and choose You. God, I want to repent of negativity, negative thinking, stubbornness, rebellion, self-righteousness. I read this morning about self-righteousness is like a stench in the nostrils of God. God, I want to be a helpless baby in Your arms, depending on You, trusting You, loving You, being with You. You don't get to be big, strong men today. You get to be the baby boy, the little newborn infant, maybe a toddler. You don't get to be the provider, but the one who needs provision this morning. Your daddy is the one who will supply your needs according to His riches and glory. You don't need to worry. All you need to do is know that God is going to meet all of your needs. You don't get to be the protector today. You are the protected one. You are safe. You can close your little eyes and rest. You don't need to look around. You're safe and secure. No harm can come to you. No weapon formed against you will prosper. God will take on all your enemies for you. So you're not big and strong. You're just a weak little one. And your daddy is big and strong for you. So you get to rest in the mothering arms of love while your daddy stands over you. Women, you also will not need to protect yourself any longer. Your father stands there to cover you and provide the same way in protection and provision. You need to shake off every bit of self-preservation, self-defensiveness, and just be vulnerable and open and dependent. Reject all the masculine traits that you've taken on and worn as a shield to defend yourself. You were meant to be gentle and meek. You were created to be taken care of, and your Father will do that for you today. I see God, the Father, lifting each one of you out of your crib, wrapping you up in fuzzy blankets, pink for girls and blue for boys, giving you a kiss, and then placing you into your mother's arms. And she cuddles you up to her warm body and smiles as she looks into your eyes. We should probably see some of you. I'm going to go ahead and turn that other CD on and let it play quietly in the background, because I don't want you to have to stop in a minute and go take care of music. So we'll just let it play. But I want you to picture that. The daddy picking you up and handing you over to the mommy. And she's going to cuddle you up, hold you close. But the father is still there. Still watching over you. As your mom's eyes look at you, her eyes sparkle and twinkle with love because she believes in you. She adores you. You are safe. Even though she's a gentle, gentle mother towards you, she's like a terrifying, threatening she-bear toward anyone who would ever hurt you. As she rocks you, she sings a sweet lullaby. and your heart rests against her chest. And you can feel her heartbeat. You can hear her singing in your little ears. Her hands gently pat to keep beat with her song. She looks down at you, and she says, I never knew how much I could love until you were born. I love holding you. You are so precious, so wonderful. What a gift you've got. Look at your little toes, your little fingers. I like the way you grip my finger. You're so strong already. I could look into your sweet little eyes all day long. I love you so much, my baby, my little one. You're mine. You're a part of me. You're a part of God. You're a gift from God. You're so perfect, so beautiful. There's no hurry. There's no worry. Just relax and rest and soak in her love. God's love is your healing. This is your nourishing. This is your preparation. You have to receive this love in order to give love. Just rest and take it in. When the time comes, when you're ready, then you can grow up a little older. For now, just be a baby. Just be loved. Bring your focus to the face of God, to the face of love. Just let him look into you. Sometimes babies arch their back and they look around the room and they're distracted. But when they finally relax, just receive them. Thank you. and take all that love and safety and confidence with you, whatever you do. And when you're ready, you can climb down and play with the toys. Play with other toddlers. But stay near your mother's feet and know she's always there. She's watching over you, keeping you safe. You can run to her anytime you're hurt, anytime you just need a hug. She's never far away. You still hear her voice, still hear her singing a sweet lullaby. It's a lullaby you can carry your whole life. She's never too busy for you. She loves to watch you play and learn. You come and show her everything you draw. You show her the little things you build. Show her how you jump and spin. And she delights just to watch your every move. You need to go to her frequently just to tell her that you love her. And she's so excited every time you say the words. And always says back, "I love you too." In fact, she says it first many times. "I love you. You're so cute. Look at that. You're so cute. You're so smart. I love to watch you play. I love you. I'm so pleased with you. I could watch you all day long. I love you so much. You're safe. You can play. I'm right here." Then she sings you cute little songs like, "I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around your neck. Come give mommy a hug. I love you so much. You are the joy of my life. You make me so happy. I am so glad that God gave me you. You're so special.
Thank you. Thank you. tide won't go away. She tries to love, but she just gets afraid and runs away. The touch of her daddy crossed too many lines. Young, she's no longer a child. Who can mend a broken heart? Who can dry the tears you cry alone? Who can set you free at last from the pain? Well, I know his name. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Was a drunken rage. So what did I do to make you hate me so much? I'm your child, and I just want your love. Who can mend a broken heart? You cry alone. Who can heal the past, set you free at last from the pain? Well, I know his name. I know his name. His name is Jesus. Oh, oh. His name is Jesus. Oh, his name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
healing.